Blog Talk Radio.
Come on in. I'm giving everyone a chance to come on in. Get ready for noonday prayer. It's time. Amen. Giving everyone a chance to come on in. Come on in to noonday prayer. It's time to get ready for noonday prayer. It's time to open our hearts and our minds and give it over to the Lord. Amen. One more second. Amen, amen. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on into noonday prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother. Though sometimes it
I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. Come on in. Already better. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. That's what God wants us to know, that no matter what's going on around us, saints, today God has already saved you. You got the victory. He said we have to learn to reach out and grab those things and speak those things as though they are, even though they're not. We've got to reach out and grab that victory. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt that we know, that we know that it is better. It could never be worse if you thinking it's better. If you believe that God has made it better, if you speak that God has made it better, it's already better. You already got the victory. I thank each and every last one of you for being on New Day Prayer today. I give God the honor and the glory, and I just praise his holy name. Oh, my God, I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be before your throne, for allowing us to be before your presence today, Father God, to lift up our holy hands and call on your holy name, Father God, for magnifying you, for giving you the honor and the glory, Father God. For some people wasn't able to do that this morning, Father God, but you allow each and every last one of us to be on this line. The honor and the glory right now, Father God. And Father God, I have some petitions right now that I want to bring before you right now, Father God. First of all, I'd like to bring forth, Father God, Pastor Camilla and her husband's father right now, Father God, for you know the issues that he's having within his body, Father God. So I ask that you go by his house or go by his hospital bed right now, Father God, wherever he may be, go by him right now and touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet right now, Father God. Touch him in a magnificent way, in a way that the doctors can't even explain what is going on. Touch his body and heal his body. Make his body whole. Father God, like you had one of the apostles to go, and he touched this young lady who had this problem with her child right now, Father God. You touch him, Father God. You lay your hands on him right now. Straighten every bone, every blood disorder right now, Father God. Cleanse the diabetes from his system right now, Father God. Father God, not only do you touch the father, but Father God, look down on my Pastor Camilla right now, Father God. Heal her body right now, Father God. Touch the diabetes right now, Father God. Let that sugar be gone from her system right now, Father God. Diabetes, we have given you your final notice. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus right now. And not only on her with the diabetes, I ask that you touch Sean right now with his diabetes right now and rebuke that spirit of diabetes. Remove that sickness of diabetes out of their system right now, Father God. Let it be, Father God, where they don't have to take any more metformin right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on Sonia right now, Father God. Touch her body. She's still struggling with her lungs due to COVID right now, Father God. Touch those lungs right now, Father God. Heal those lungs where it can be able to breathe on its own and not on oxygen all day right now, Father God. And Father God, I hear an individual right now who's looking for someone to come into their situation right now, Father God, for their individual is suffering with COVID. And we call it out right now for every patient, every person, any from youngest to small suffering with COVID right now, Father God. We rebuke that COVID right now, Father God. We ask that you go by the hospital beds and touch those patients that's in ICU and CCU and any other kind of use with COVID right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim right now, Father God. So Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha, our provider. So Father God, we ask that you go by those hospital beds right now and you touch those patients with COVID right now, Father God. Give them a lung right now that can be mended and repaired. Give them the respiratory system that could be mended and repaired right now, Father God. And Father God, not only do you touch them, but make them be able to go and call out on your name and tell them it was the Lord that healed their body and not the doctors alone, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who's struggling to get her kids ready, and she doesn't have the money to buy their supplies for school. Right now, Father God, have an individual from her church right now, Father God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but she has three kids, and she's trying to get them ready for school right now. Father God, have the increase come where she can have the extra money for their school supplies. She can have the extra money for their school lunch. As a matter of fact, she can have the extra money for their school clothing right now, Father God. Father God, not only give her the extra money, but give her the resources that she can get her kids to and from school each and every day in a safe environment right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young man right now who's looking for a job right now, Father God. Father God, touch him right now and open the doors that should be open for him and the ones that shouldn't close them right now, Father God. For Father God, this individual is looking high and low for a job, Father God. He doesn't have the smarts, but he has the skills right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you open the door for him right now, Father God, and begin to open doors that he would never thought he could imagine be open for him right now. Father God, I see an individual who has lupus right now, Father God. Touch her body right now, Father God. Begin to heal her of that lupus right now, Father God. She's struggling with the medication as well right now, Father God. So, Father God, let her know that you are not in the medicine, but you are in the spirit. You are in the soul, and that you can heal the body because it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses the body. So let her know, Father God, that she is not at a loss with lupus right now. I see another young lady, Father God, who's struggling with MS, muscular dystrophy right now. Father God, muscular cirrhosis, I'm sorry, right now. Father God, touch that muscular cirrhosis right now, Father God. Let that body be called whole right now, Father God. Let that body be able to lift those muscles that's being destroyed by MS right now, Father God. Not only lift that body and those muscles, Father, renew that body, renew those muscles, renew those joints right now, Father God, where the MS doesn't slow her down or keep her in bed right now, Father God. Let her know that she doesn't have to put her body in a brace because of MS. Father God, touch that body right now because she's been crying out to you because she know her situation and she's looking at it, Father God, as doom and gloom. But Father God, we rebuke that spirit of doom and gloom because we know you are a healer right now, Father God. Father God, also I ask that you look down on Pastor Camilla's grandbaby, her little girl Shay Shay. Right now, the grandbaby, Father God, we're waiting in anticipation for her to come into the world. Father God, let her come into the world with all happiness and all joy. Let her not only come in to the world with all happiness and all joy, but let her have a happy environment, Father God. Let her have a joyful environment, Father God, and keep a protective of hedges around her right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on our kids that's getting ready to go back to school in a couple of weeks right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around them, Father God. Father God, let none of them be suffering with COVID environment and forces on them right now, Father God. Them not be suffering around with any type of stray bullets because of the gun shooting and the gun laws that's out of order. Father God, keep a protective hedge around our babies, Father God. Keep a protective hedge that when they leave the house and come back, that there is no harm near their dwelling right now, Father God. For Father God, we trust and we believe on you. We believe in you. We not only believe in you, but we rely on you each day, every single minute of the day, Father God. For we know, Father, without you, there is nothing that could be done. There is nothing that could be made. So, Father God, we lift you up. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for each and every second of the day, Father God. We thank you for each and every second in the minute of the day, Father God. Father God, we even thank you for letting us be in our right mind, being able to talk and speak and hear and see, being able to breathe, Father God, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, Father God, that was able to even talk. They didn't even wake up in their right mind. But, Father God, you counted it all joy when you gave us the right mind to be able to call on your name, to be able to read your word. Father God, I ask that you heal the nations right now, Father God. I ask that you go through the White House and the and heal the Republicans and the Democrats and the Independents and all the other denominations that they have in the White House. Father God, let us function as one nation, one group of people, loving and believing in you, Father God. Father God, not only do I ask you to go into the White House, Father God, I ask that you go out through all of the nations in Haiti and over in Africa and over in India, Father God, and touch those individuals there right now, Father God, for you know the struggles they deal with, Father God. I ask that you touch the unemployment rate right now, Father God, because they were saying it is high as it is. This is the highest it's ever been, Father God. Father God, touch those who don't have income, Father God. Find a way, make a way for them to have substantial income, to be able to feed their family right now, Father God, to be able to keep a roof over their head right now, Father God. Father God, touch those who's facing eviction right now and foreclosure right now, Father God. Open the doors, Father God, where they can get assistance right now, Father God, where their families don't be on the street right now. Father God, I ask that you fix it where they don't be homeless right now, Father God, because there are plenty of people who are facing homeless situations right now, Father God. Father God, you said it takes the woody inventions to confine the mind. Father God, open up inventions in these individuals right now where they can be inventive enough to have some type of income from an invention that they didn't think would qualify for money, that would qualify for more than enough to keep their family out the streets right now, Father God. And Father God, we're going to give you the honor and we're going to give you the glory, because we, Father God, we know that the joy, the strength of the strength of the Lord is our joy right now. So we thank you for the strength, Father God. We thank you for your only begotten Son right now, Father God. We thank you for the grace and mercy right now, Father God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that brought everything to peace, Father God. And Father God, as I begin to consume on your name and just dwell on your name, Father God, I thank you for coming by my household, Father God, looking over my son and my daughter, Father God, and giving them the glory and giving them the honor to be able to call on your name, Father God. And Father God, I'm going to open the mic to Pastor Camilla. Pastor Camilla, is there anything that you need to pray for? Have your way right now. Father God, have your way. Pastor Camilla, is there anything that you want to pray on or pray for? Pastor Camilla, your mic is open. If there's anything you want to pray for or pray on, then Father God, I just thank you right now. Pastor, is there anything you want to pray for or pray on?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
I don't know.
I hear you.
Okay. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers, Pastor Sanjoan, today, Lord God. We thank you for her ministry, Lord God. Father, we thank you for connecting our ministries together. Father God, we pray for all those who came on the call. Father, we know that every prayer that you prayed out on today, Lord God, is received, Father, and Lord God, that you're answering the prayers. Father, we thank you, Father, that you continue to strengthen her family, Lord God. Everything that you poured out on today and noonday prayer, Lord God, Father, I ask that you give a hundredfold return for all that she do for you and your kingdom, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for your grace, your mercy, your favor. Thank you, Father, for healing, deliverance, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for moving the way that you're doing, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, for all those around us, Lord God. Father, we pray for our families, Lord God. Father, we pray for other families, Lord God, because we don't know what they're going through behind closed doors. Father, many are going through a lot. Many are broken. Many are hurt. Many are sick, worried, and weary, Lord God. So, Father, as we pray, Father, for them, Lord God, and put away our own thoughts, Father, and feelings about our own situation. But Father, we pray for the people, your people, Lord God, our sisters and our brothers on today. Father, we already know that you're already working things out in our own life. But Father, we pray for the families that we don't know. Father, those that we have not made connections with yet, Lord God. But we pray, Father, that you would send them our way, Lord God, that we could speak your word that you want to be spoken into their lives, Lord God, that many will come back to you, Lord God, and humble themselves, begin to pray, Lord God, so you, Father, could heal this land. Father, we thank you so much, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for healing, peace, and joy, Lord God. Even though the world see all the corruption and destruction that is happening, Lord God, but Father, we see blessings and favor and healing and deliverance moving in our life, Father God. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for being almighty, all-powerful, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for loving us, God, when we don't love ourselves. Father, we thank you, God, for forgiving us, Father, for the things that we do knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Help us, Father, to accept, Father, our mistakes, to get up out of it, to move forward, Lord God, to trust in you more than anything, Lord God. Help us to build a personal relationship with you, God, to get understanding, God. The closer we get to you, Lord God, the blessings will come our way, Lord God, that the stress and the pain that we deal with in our life, Father, you will remove, and Father, the closer that we get to you. So, Father, we thank you, God. Don't allow us, Father, to be having doubt, Lord God, concerning the things that's happening in our life, Father, but help us to see, Father, that every attack, it only means that a blessing is right there in our way, Lord God. So help us to press on, to keep pushing forward, God, to the blessings and the favor that you have for us, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for all that you do. Father, we pray for every church, Lord God. We pray for every pastor, every leader, every apostle, every prophetess, every evangelist, Lord God, every teacher, Lord God, and even everyone, Lord God, that is just sharing the good news about who you are, Lord God. Put your hedge of protection all around them, Lord God. Father, I understand, Lord God, that those of us, God, that are speaking your word, that you give us to speak, Father, we are under many attacks, Father, from those right around us, God, who don't want to hear what you have for us to say. But Father, give us strength and courage to continue to speak exactly what you give us to say and not cower down to anything, Lord God, that those around that don't understand you don't want us to say. But help us, Lord, to open up our hearts, our minds, to hear and receive everything that you have for us, God, and we can pour it out to our sisters and brothers, Lord God, and help us, Father, to humble our spirits, to know, God, that we're led by you. That, Father, we will be nothing without you, God. We thank you, Father, for everything, Lord God. We thank you for our children, God. I thank you, Father, even, Father, for the prayer, pastor praying for my father-in-law, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that he's doing better, Lord God. I thank you, Father, God, that he's talking the sugar and went down, Lord God. And, Father, even as I pray now, Lord God, they're doing tests on his heart, wondering about his kidneys, Father, but I'm standing on your word, God, to know, Father, that he's healed, Father God, and he's delivered, Lord God, that you have not brought my family or any one of our families this far, Lord God, to walk away from us, Father. I'm praying for him and every other person in that hospital right now, Lord God, those that are in there in the COVID unit, Lord God. I'm praying for the nurses, the doctors, those that have to go in and take care of the patients, Lord God. I'm praying for those, God, who have not got their vaccinations, Lord God, that you, Father, will put your hedge of protection around them, God, that you will save their families, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father, for all that you do, God. We pray for the paramedics, Lord God, those that have to go and get our family members, Lord God, who are sick, Father. Protect them, Lord God, and protect their families. Father, we thank you, Father, for putting the angels in our life, Lord God, who are there, God, to doing what they need to do to help us, Father, to continue to live this life. But Father, we know it's nothing is possible without you, Father, allowing it to happen. So, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, God. Father, we love you so much, God. You are so awesome. And Father, you're so good. Father, we praise you every day of our life for all that you do, God. We pray for those, God, who may be dealing with any kind of drug addictions on today. Any addiction, Lord God, that will hinder them, Lord God, from coming close to you, Father. I ask that you take that void out of their life, Father, that they feel that they need to do what they're doing, God, to feel valid, Lord God. But help them to know, God, that you sent their son to die for them, that it is no greater love than the love that you gave them, Lord God. We pray for anyone that may be homeless on today. Father, we pray that others will stop looking down on them, but be a help to help them get out of their situations, Lord God. None of us understand or know why sometimes people, we fall short of our finances, Lord God, and things happen. So help others to understand that the same thing that happened to that person on the street, it could be them out there. Help them to see them as being their sisters and brothers and not to look down on them, Lord God. We pray for any woman or any man that's in an abusive relationship right now, Lord God. We pray that the abuser hand is stopped, Lord God, that the mouth, the voice, whatever they say, God, that is negative, be shut down, Lord God. Give them a safe way to go, God. Send people, God, that to get them out of the situation, any woman or any child, any man that's in a sex trafficking industry, Lord God, that are being put in places that they don't want to be, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would send your angels to free them out of those places, Lord God. Bring those children home, God, who have been kidnapped, abandoned from their families, God. Bring them safe, Father. Send them to people, God, that will protect them and keep them, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you so much, Lord God. Father, we know, God, that you're moving over our life, Lord God. And Father, every prayer that is prayed on today from Pastor Sandra and every other pastor, every leader, anyone that is praying right now at this noonday prayer, Father, I ask that it be a mighty roar, Lord God, that it will quicken you, Lord God, to look down, Father, and begin, Father, to move over whatever, Lord God, that we're praying about on today, Lord God. We're praying for unity amongst our people, Lord God. We're praying for peace, joy, and happiness in our land, Father. We thank you so much, God. We thank you, God. Father, we honor you with our praise, Father. Even if it don't happen right now, God, we still praise you for all that you have already done for us in our life, Father. We thank you so much, God. But we know, God, that all things is good for those of us, God, you say, who believe in you and trust in you. So, Father, we're standing on your word, and we trust in you, Lord God. And we know, God, that it is all well, Father. I thank you, Father. I praise you, Lord God. I give you grace, glory, and honor, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. I want to let everybody know God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. And please, whoever's online tonight, please come back to you. We all that's on here, we all homegrown. Please come back tonight for our powerful midweek service. Pastor Camilla has a beautiful midweek service. And I promise you, something will be said, something will be done, something will be heard where you will get the glory, you will get an understanding, you will become full in knowledge of all of God's words, because this young lady, she is very powerful when it comes to the word of God, and I promise you, every time I have gotten on study with her, she has always shed light to something that we may not know or something we may not have heard. So if anybody's on the line and they does not know, we have our midweek study services at 9. It's called Restoration Ministry International. And the number is 949-534-0725. Please join us back tonight at 9 for Restoration. I promise you there will be some powerful things, some powerful studies. And she's one woman who definitely will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I thank God for Pastor Camilla and Restoration Ministries. Amen. This concludes our midday noon prayer. And I'd like to thank each and every last one of you for being on. Pastor Camilla, is there anything that you want to add before I close the line?
If they want to start studying ahead before tonight, I will be coming out of 1 John, the 3rd chapter, 11 through 24, and 1 John 4, 7 through 21. We're speaking about love. So join us tonight, and we understand the love of God and how God instructs us to love one another. And we need to talk about love because there's so much happening around us. Every time you look, it's hate crimes and things going on, and we not liking one another because of the way they look or they don't have the same skin color. We need to start speaking about love. It's too much going on, and too many of us are dying. Amen. And leaving this world angry about something that we could have forgave the person and move forward. I mean, you don't have to keep them in your life if they did you wrong, but you can love them and forgive them and move forward. And so we're going to speak about love. Amen. So if you want to start reading ahead, that's why we're going to be in the book. And it's going to be open. So as we're reading, you'll be able to ask us questions through the study. And it's an open thing tonight. So if you have your Bibles and you start reading ahead and you jot down some little questions that you're going to want to ask, this is the time that you could do that. So thank you, Pastor, for that.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. So let us end our noonday prayer with knowing that God loves you and we do too. Amen. This concludes
Amen.
Our noonday prayer. And God bless each and every last one of you. And we'll see you back tonight. I'm inviting everybody. We'll see everybody back tonight. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon,
Amen.
Everyone. Good afternoon. God bless you, Pastor. I'm going to call you in a few. God bless you. This noon
God
ends our noonday prayer. Amen. God bless.
Amen.